With a family in mind, 3, 2, 1. It's been written, you can't change the direction of the wind, but you can reset your sails. With a family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. I think resetting your sails when it comes to money speaks to the importance of lifelong learning when it comes to managing personal money. With every major life change, we must readjust, reset how we handle and allocate our money resources. You know, we use money every day, but new information about money and how it impacts the lives of everyday people isn't talked about regularly or consistently, not until there's a financial crisis. And that's when the topic gets everyone's attention. I really strongly believe in the concept of mind over money matters, the process of identifying what you want and why, when you want it, and what it takes to achieve it. Those disciplines work in good times and in bad. There are new tools and rules of engagement regarding recalculating our relationship with money, the most important of which is, before you decide what to do with your money, first know how you feel about your money. For example, if you find a dollar, do you say, "What can I do with this dollar?" Or, "What can this dollar do for me?" A wealth-building mindset will embrace the latter. In 2008, everything and everyone changed regarding the modern world and money. I see that as an opportunity, a new rule of engagement that says everyone can benefit from ongoing, continuing education regarding basic money knowledge and responsibilities. Mind over money matters, and the concept can be taught as early as the age of 3 by teaching children the difference between wants and needs, a money lesson that many adults never learned and as a consequence have made ongoing poor money choices and suffered the consequences. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.